Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Here at Vectus Radio, we like to talk to people who are doing things for others. And Karen Penny has been on the island. It's day four now. Karen is walking round the Isle of Wight on the Isle of Wight leg of an epic journey around Britain and Ireland, raising money for a great worthy charity, Alzheimer's Research UK. Welcome back to Vectus Radio, Karen.
Oh, Kitty, it's always lovely to be here and great to talk to you again this evening.
Now, we spoke at lunchtime, didn't we?
We did. I was up at Barnes Chine at lunchtime, sat on a seat, but looking for the afternoon slot, heading off to Freshwater on another beautiful day here on the island. And once again, I'm looking a little sunburnt. Gorgeous weather.
So tell us what happened from this morning onwards.
Well, this morning I left the area just outside Blackgang Chine. I walked the chines along the coast. A beautiful coastline today, absolutely stunning. The sand, the colour of the sand and the sea was just such a wonderful contrast. And I walked right along the coast to Freshwater, where I arrived just a little while ago. And because it's been quite warm today, I've taken my time and stopped off. I've met lovely people along the way. And the actual scenery has been out of this world. There's a field just outside Blackgang Chine, which is full of rape. There's lovely sort of green yellow flowers that you can see from miles away. And I stood in the middle of that to do a video, really, for my Facebook group, The Penny Rolls On, to show them how beautiful it was and to show the cliffs at Freshwater in the background and how far I was going to be travelling that day. And then all of a sudden, surrounded by skylarks.
Oh,
just came
wow.
Flying out of the field there. And it was just mesmerising. I mean, it was so quiet, it was so peaceful and absolutely beautiful. And the whole day has been like that. There's been little campsites which have started to open along the coast. So people are now starting to go onto the campsites, and they were sitting there in the early morning enjoying a coffee as I walked through, and they wanted to know what I was doing and stopped and had a chat. And then as I got towards Freshwater, lots of people out and about this evening because it's so beautiful, and the weather's tremendous. And, you know, I've been chatting all day. That's why it's taken me so long to get here, I think.
Now, when we spoke to you at lunchtime, as you said, you were in Barnes Chine.
That's it. Literally, it's down from Blackgang Chine. It's about, I suppose, about 2 or 3 miles. No, 4 miles into my journey, and there was a lovely seat which was very, very sheltered there, so it meant I was out the wind, because there was a bit of wind this morning, and I was able to talk to you. There was just nobody about. It was just absolutely serene.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. Now, you're in Freshwater tonight?
Yes, arrived in Freshwater, and I'm staying in a lovely garden here this evening. And being looked after by people that have contacted the Penny Rolls On Facebook group. And this afternoon, I was walking through a car park. I can't remember the name of the car park now. I think it's where the National Trust is, as you come towards into Freshwater.
Yes,
ice cream anyway.
In the Big Dip.
That's it, in the Big Dip there. And I think the National Trust are painting the toilets there, by the look of things, ready for those to reopen. But a lady jumped out of a car and she said, "Are you Karen Penny?" And I said, "Yes, that's me." And she said, "Oh, well," she said, "I work with your cousin, Imbued." And she said, "Look out for Karen on the island." And I thought, well, there's no chance of seeing Karen walking around on the island. And here you are, she said. So just like that, you just meet people you don't expect. Or people say, "Oh, I saw that lady walking the Isle of Scilly," somebody said. "And I saw her walking along the road earlier on today." So, yes, it's very motivating, you know, because, you know, you spend a lot of time on your own and you're walking on your own all the time. And for somebody to say, "Actually, we follow your journey and, you know, we've seen how you walk around the UK," it does motivate you to keep going when you have moments which are sort of quiet. So it's really lovely today.
And how many people did you have joining you today? What variety of people?
As you can hear, I chat a lot. So I stopped a lot and spoke to people today, which slowed me down somewhat. But David Howarth from the Isle of Wight Ramblers said he had a quiet afternoon today, and he parked in Freshwater and walked out to meet me. probably walked a little bit further than they anticipated. I think he thought I might have gone a bit further. but he, you know, it was nice company, because he knows the area so well as well. And, you know, there's all the little things that sort of point out to you as who's who and what's what. And, you know, and you learn things every day. And that's what's so nice about this, is it's a huge learning curve from
Indeed.
Everybody's point of view. So I was very, very pleased to see him. I'm walking with David tomorrow as well. So on Saturday now, isn't it? Because it's me, the week's phone call.
Gosh, the week has flown past. It doesn't seem 5 minutes since I started talking to you last Sunday, wasn't it?
Well, I looked at a map earlier on today because I was trying to work out my bearings. And I just thought, wow, there's Benbridge all the way up there and I'm all the way down here now. So, yes, I have made some progress, but I do feel it a little bit in my legs a bit. It was another good 13 miles I walked today, 13 miles yesterday. So, you know, they're full days and, you know, it's getting me back into the swing of things as well. So
Indeed.
It's all good for the exercise and the legs.
So are you sleeping in your tent tonight?
Yes, we're sleeping in the tent this evening. And, you know, it's all very nice conditions. I'm not out in the wild anywhere. You know, I've got, you know, a meal being cooked for me, which is really nice. This morning, I had an egg omelette given to me.
How wonderful.
For my breakfast. I mean, and hot toast, which I wrapped up and put in my rucksack. And that was just lovely, you know. So I had that for a bit of a snack this morning. So people are really, really good because, you know, they look out for you. And people want to help as well. And it's not the easiest just to stop for a cup of tea whenever you want one now.
No.
So, you know, when people are able to offer, it's like I'm always very grateful.
Absolutely. So we're going to be speaking to you live on Saturday morning at some point.
Great, that'd be fantastic. I'm walking from Freshwater tomorrow to Yarmouth. So quite a long day again tomorrow.
Very hilly bit.
Yes, very hilly bit. And hopefully the weather's going to be fairly decent because we're heading out towards the Needles tomorrow.
Yes.
So it'll be nice to take some really good photographs and, you know, let people know where I am. And I'm hoping that later in the day, the daughter of and a couple that I stayed with in Scotland who lives on the island will be able to join me as well for a couple of hours walking. So, you know, a very good day again.
Oh, wonderful. So I shall look forward to speaking to you at some point tomorrow, Karen.
And that's fantastic.
Thank you so much for keeping us up to date here at Vectis Radio with what you're doing.
Oh, it's lovely. And thank you for ringing, Kitty.
My pleasure. Speak tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye.